She's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, thank you, big voice man. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing, with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Good morning.
She's doing the elbow dance. Is that the chicken dance?
I don't know.
Is that what that is? You got your wings flapping?
I'm trying to just move.
Lane Lewis.
Good morning.
Not doing the chicken dance.
His move is just a head shake.
That's all I got, though.
He's got the head bob down. And me, I'm Sybil Summers. Welcome. We're glad to have you joining us on this holiday weekend. What are you doing today? Are you out and about? Are you listening? Are you going to the lake? Let us know. 877-881-1053 is the number. Or you can send us AutoFlex Leasing fan texts at 43733. And you can call AutoFlex. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234. 888-234-1234 out of the area. As always, you can go to the AutoFlex book. As always, you can go to autoflex.com, like our Facebook page, and see many of the stories we're going to do on the air today. And we're going to talk a little bit about liking our Facebook page and if it really works.
Yes.
Do you really like it? What does it mean to like it?
To give it the thumbs up?
Yeah.
Well, you know, in a little bit, we're going to talk about lots of people taking road trips. So we've got gas-saving tips for summer travel. But let's get into the social media and Facebook and liking and favoriting and all that good stuff.
Okay, so we're the only automotive show on Saturday morning that is not selling cars professionally, I mean, for other people. Mm-hmm. We don't have advertisers. We don't have dealers advertising. Oh, we don't have lots of deals for you on the air. We'll talk about those deals later, but we're car people, and we talk about the car business. And one of the things in the car business that's been really big for the last three or four years is social media. And there is a huge push to make sure that every car dealer has an active Facebook page and an active Twitter feed, and they're posting on Instagram, and they're doing, you know, all of those things, Google Plusing. And so anyway, the question is, does it really matter? Do people really shop for cars, or are they influenced by an automotive business's Facebook page? Do they follow an automotive business's Twitter account? And if they do, what do they like on there? Because it's sort of, you know.
Now, what are you looking for?
Exactly. And is that how you want to shop for a car? Does that make sense to you? You know, we know 80 to 90% of the people, according to whose numbers you believe, do go online and look for a car before they ever go into a car dealer.
Do some sort of research or
exactly.
Read an article, look for a deal.
But how many of them follow somebody's Facebook page? Hmm. Now, we've got 563 followers.
Real followers.
Real followers at AutoFlex. Oh, by the way.
Real meaning you didn't buy them. Well,
exactly. Yeah.
Apparently you
if
can.
If you go to an automotive website and they have like 5,000 followers, if they even have like 2,000 followers, crazy number, 19 or 20,000 followers, guess where those people live? Bangladesh. They have bought followers. And,
right.
And a lot of people don't realize you can buy followers.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of goofy. We've got 563 real followers, and we do post regularly to our Facebook page, but I'm not really sure that it increases our business any. So I want to ask the fans, do you shop online? Do you go to Facebook pages that are automotive-based? Do you get recommendations from there? Is social media a big part of buying or purchasing or shopping for a car? That's the question right now.
Yeah, if your friend made a recommendation, they bought a car from a dealer and said they had a great experience on Facebook, would you take that recommendation and say, okay, I'm going to give them a chance because my friend had a good experience? Or are you still just going to go out and shop with several dealers on your own anyway?
I feel like people would, because it's like word of mouth. It's virtual word of mouth. And, you know, there's also the angle where you can access it, you know, with just a link. If somebody says, hey, I went to AutoFlex today, here's a picture of my new car. But then there's a link to AutoFlex, and then the person who's looking at that Facebook page clicks that link, and then they go to your Facebook page. I could see how it might help.
It certainly is a convenient way to spread the word.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if the word really mattered through
social media.
And how many people actually do follow an automotive website of some sort. Mm-hmm. Not the, because a lot of people read Motor Trend and Auto Week online, those kind of things. But how many people actually follow Autoflex on their Facebook page?
I follow at Autoflex on Twitter.
And you do follow at Autoflex on Twitter. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
But you work with us.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering how many, and we have several hundred Twitter followers. So
Twitter files.
Twitter files. We have several hundred of those. But I'm just wondering if it's because here's why. There is a huge, huge movement in the business to sell automotive dealers on the importance of spending money in these areas.
It's a mm-hmm. different way to advertise. So.
And that's the question.
What do you guys think?
Yeah. I mean, so 43733 Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. If you'd like to, fan text us. Tell us what you would think about following an auto dealer, their Facebook page, their Twitter feed. Would it influence you? Do you do it now regularly?
And if you do, if you follow us, what kind of information are you really looking for on there? Do you want to know about deals that mm-hmm. are going on? Because I don't know, do you post that many deals that we have going on besides our Save Money Monday, or do you mainly post this automotive stories and
There's automotive stories, there's pictures of our customers, there's things going on, you know,
in the business
right now, mm-hmm. and just in town, you know, different automotive
like
things
today,
in the area.
There's
a car show in Wide Awake Wiley today.
Yeah.
You know? That's going to be pretty cool, I think. Wiley has a big parade and car show on the 4th of July, and so that's what they're going to have today, even though it's the 5th. So we're starting to get some fan text in. I may start with a friend recommendation, but I would still go to multiple dealers. Okay. Autoflex Leasing fan text. It's kind of weird checking Facebook for that, but for sure I check the website. Okay. Right. Autoflex Leasing fan text. Can I get a meow? What does that mean?
Aww.
That's for Sib.
And a good day to you, meow meow. So I think that people do a lot of research on Facebook and Twitter before they go in. I mean, I know if I'm like looking for a news story, I search for my Twitter feed. I search before I even go to a website. I don't go to CNN or TMZ. I Google it on Twitter, basically. Google it on Twitter.
Really?
Yeah. I search for it on Twitter because then there's a million
you
different
do a twerch.
Links. I do. I twerch for it. Like Miley Cyrus. That's what she does.
She twerches?
She does. Twerches.
Yes.
I twitch and shake.
And do the chicken dance.
Okay. I don't think I'm in it to be the chicken dance.
So what do you guys do, though? Like, do you, when you're doing your online research, do you ever go to the Facebook page or the Twitter profile?
I haven't.
Only if I'm researching a potential employee.
Oh, yeah.
If I have someone that has applied to us to join our business,
mm-hmm.
we are a very family-centric kind of business, and we're very particular about who joins us in a lot of areas. And one of the best ways to find out about somebody is to look at their Facebook page.
Yep. So true.
I have eliminated
considering, an employee that way.
Considering certain people because of things on their Facebook page. You interview them.
Right.
And you would never think that they were like, oh my God, when the sun goes down, is this what happens?
Well, how about you have an employee who calls in telling you they have this major family emergency and they're going to be gone for a week, but then the whole week they're posting all this party stuff.
Oh.
They're right here local, going to the club. Really?
Yeah, you can't do that.
Don't be dumb.
Yeah. Well, you really shouldn't be doing that.
Right.
Yeah.
That's my point. If you're going to play
hooky.
Much
less post it.
Don't post it.
They can't help themselves. People are raise your hand, text in if you're addicted to it.
Yeah.
I mean, I see people check in at everything. They're letting everybody know everywhere they are.
Yes.
Well, and the other thing is my personal Facebook page, I've got all of my friends from the car business.
Mm-hmm.
I've got people I don't even know in the car business, but that have careers to mine.
Right.
I've got skydiving friends. I've got Galveston friends. I've got all these people. But I would never post. I mean, of course, I'm not going to do anything weird anyway, but I really wouldn't post it if I did it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. People love attention, though. And now I think that the lines are so much farther out there because we see it more often because of social media. Like, I think things that maybe you wouldn't have gotten away with 10 years ago, now people do, and they post it, and everybody just has to kind of accept it.
Autoflex
Leasing.
Well,
I often want to say, I don't believe I'd have posted that.
Yes.
Autoflex Leasing fan text. I guess if I'm researching a dealer, I might go to their Facebook page, but I wouldn't follow them. Definitely going to look for customer reviews on Yelp or something.
Yes.
Dealer Rater is a really good place because that's where a lot of people go to rate. So Dealer Rater is not a bad idea. The other thing is, and we have to deal with this on a regular basis, if someone comes to us and we are not able to get them financed for some reason, sometimes they get mad at you and they post bad things online about you.
Right.
And there's nothing you can do about it because you just weren't able to help them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like it's a personal affront to them. Anyway, Autoflex Leasing fan text, I love this. I'm a car guy and a regular listener of your show, and I do look online for car deals, but I'm not on social media and I don't want to be. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's the future, because younger people are going that direction. So I think the business is going to change over the next 20 years. Right now, you've got the last of the baby boomers at that age where they're still probably getting new cars, leasing new cars. They haven't gotten to the point where, okay, I'm not going to have any more debt. You know, you get to a certain age and you, okay, I'm going to buy this car and it's my last car. Mm-hmm. I can't believe how many people I dealt with over the years. This is my last car, honey. Like, it's not going to be your last car.
Oh, well, right? Sometimes it is.
Oh, stop. But that's what they're planning. Anyway, they think that the car, you know, they won't live as long as the car.
Yeah.
Lasts.
Autoflex. Well, cars last a long time now.
Mm-hmm.
Autoflex Leasing fan text. I may be the last person who doesn't have a Facebook page. No, probably not. There's a lot of people that don't.
I have one. I don't use it.
Yeah, I only got on it about 2 weeks ago because I have to post updates for my other job. And so in order to access the page, you have to have a Facebook page. But I don't want to man it or anything, so I didn't even have a picture on it.
But in
people
your
found
business,
me somehow.
But in your business, you need all that, I think. You know,
yeah.
Definitely
and so,
what you're doing.
And we're back to the original question. Is it valuable for an automotive dealer to have a Facebook page, to have a Twitter feed? Because from the feedback we're getting off the fan text, we're not seeing that. Maybe I'd look at that, but I'm going to go to a third-party review. Maybe I'd look at that, but I'm still going to go shop in dealers. It's a maybe thing.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't had anybody text in and say, yep, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to check their Facebook page. That's going to influence me in some way.
Well,
and there are millions and millions, probably billions of dollars being spent right now by automotive dealers to set up Facebook accounts, Twitter accounts, because they're told that's the thing to do.
Well, I think they need the Facebook so they can post the customer taking delivery of their car. And then, of course, that customer wants their, you know, you tag them in it, then it goes to their Facebook page, then their friends see it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is probably the whole goal, because they're not really going to care about our particular Facebook page. But I think that, like, recently somebody asked me, sent an email out at work, you know, does anybody have a customer who's in this business? Because, you know, we like to do business with people who do business with us.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if not, be sure and check your Facebook and your LinkedIn to see if you can reach out and find somebody who does that particular job. And oh, that's a good idea. So at the very least, maybe do you ask your Facebook friends for a recommendation before you go? Do you ever send out, hey, who should I see about a Honda? Who should I talk to about this plumbing issue? You know, that's another way that people could communicate without actually picking up the phone.
Yeah, and you reach a lot of people at once.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and one of the things we actually do post is, like, a lot of the athletes that get cars from us. Trey Turner with the Carolina Panthers got a car from us this last week. And so if you go to our Facebook page, you'll see him and Navarro Bowman and all of these other guys that get cars. We'll 6-8 cars a month, maybe 10 on a really good month, we will we'll help professional athletes with. We always post those because I think that's sort of cool.
Yeah, people like seeing that. And what kind of car
well, that's the other
drives.
Thing is they get some really cool cars and they customize them a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Lane Lewis, and me, Sybil. Phone number to the studio, 877-881-1053, or send us your Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733. And as always, you can call Autoflex. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234. 888-234-1234 out of the area. and autoflex.com on the World Wide Web. You know, you can go to Autoflex. One of the things in that Facebook story that I had read online was that people did like the ability to set up an appointment in advance on a dealer's Facebook page. Well, we do that on autoflex.com. You can go there and arrange for a test drive, an appointment online. Tell us what you want to drive. Maybe you want to drive a Ford, a Chevrolet, a Toyota, a Honda all at once. We'll get all four cars there for you. In fact, I've seen as many as seven. We'll get all seven cars there if you want to drive seven. And you can drive them side by side at one time. It's really, really great because that way there's no pressure on you. You're not having to deal with a different salesman every time. And you can make a really wise decision by making a good comparison of the vehicles.
Yes.
And we missed this earlier, Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, which is an important question. Can I get a reasonable lease on a luxury car if I'm an outside salesperson and put at least 20,000 miles on a car yearly? Absolutely. And if you're in outside sales, I'm sure that tax-wise, there's probably some benefit to doing a lease for you, because 20,000 miles a year is not, it's not high anymore. That's becoming the norm because people are moving out further and further to Frisco and Prosper, but still work in town, and they're not taking the train. So, yeah, if you're an outside salesperson, you're using your car for business, I know for the tax write-off, you can probably either write off the mileage, or you could do the lease, which might be a lot easier. I know that a tax accountant would say that the lease takes fewer billable hours to work into your if you have somebody you're hiring to do the taxes. So, yes,
okay.
call us to do it, too. We'll compare whatever Highline vehicles you're interested in.
That's right.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex. David, what do you know about the 2015 having one sticker on your car? Okay, beginning in March, there is only going to be a registration sticker. You are still going to be obligated to get a safety inspection on your car, and it has to occur within 90 days of your registration occurring. So within the 3 months before your registration is due to be renewed, you have to have your car inspected, and then you take a certificate from that inspection. When you get your registration, they give you a new registration sticker, and you'll only have one sticker on your windshield, not two. Supposed to save the state a couple of million bucks a year in paper and registration and safety inspection expense.
I like the idea of saving paper.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
I do know this. There will be issues. it will not go smoothly at first.
One of the things that occurred to me is, what if your registration and your state inspection don't align within 90 days? Well, for the first year, you're going to be given the ability to let it slide until you come up on that registration and get it done sometime in that 90-day area.
You'll get a grace period. All right. Well,
what's it going to cost the local police departments that write tickets, though, for invalid state inspections? Because there's a lot of cities that write a lot of state inspection tickets. When you see those policemen stopped under overpasses,
it'll save them
and going
paper
from
too.
One side to the other, one side to the other, they're looking for state inspections and seat belts. Those are the two things.
The police are going to save paper because they won't be able to really write them
to write the tickets. But how, and also they use it as a reason to pull somebody over, too. So they'll have that taken away.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little bit more difficult.
What is going to change there? Lots of changes.
So Mazda's coming out with a new Miata.
Exactly. You know, the MX-5 is 25 years old this year.
Wow.
And Mazda and Alfa Romeo have formed a partnership to build the new MX-5. It will be debuted on September the 3rd, is what they're looking at. And it's going to be really strange because before Mazda always built the car, this year Alfa Romeo, for whatever amount of involvement they have, is going to partner in it, and they're going to have a sister car to it. So it'll be the Mazda MX-5 or the Miata and the Alfa Romeo, whatever they decide to call it.
Kind of like the Saturn Sky and the Pontiac Solstice.
Except they're not going to look just alike.
Oh, they're not.
No. They promised that they would not look just alike. Mazda said there'll be two very distinctive cars, probably have two different skins on them completely, probably share a drivetrain, though, that SkyActiv drivetrain that they debuted in New York Car Show when we were up there. So they've got the drivetrain and the motor probably be the same. Outside, the car should look differently. You know, the Miata was an amazing car when it first came out because people had quit making two-seater sports cars. for one thing, the market just wasn't there for them. They couldn't sell enough of them to make them make a lot of money. And so they quit making them, and Mazda came out with that Miata, and it was a great car.
Oh, my gosh, and people went nuts for them.
Yeah.
They went nuts for those cars. They would try to anticipate being at the dealership when their car arrived on the truck.
Wow.
Yes, so they could take pictures.
Yeah. It was crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They people are cute little cars.
They're very cute, and people were terribly excited about them. That was a great coup for Mazda.
We had a guy that worked with us, Louis Murad. He's still a friend. And Louis, actually, first of all, he ordered and got one of the first Miatas in Dallas.
He always got the quirky cars.
He always had the cool cars. And he got a giant Miata picture and put it up, I mean giant, like 8 feet long or something, and put it up in his office.
That thing's still floating around Autoflex.
The Miata picture?
Remember? I think it might have been in my office when I started in the 90s.
That's great.
Jeez.
You know, if you're looking for, and speaking of like this kind of car, these cars will probably be in short supply when they first come out. And this is this happened this last week in an email exchange. A customer called me and said, look, I've been told I can't have X. He'd been out. He'd been to several dealers. And they said, you can't have that car. They're not available. They're all, you know, they're all sold. And you can't.
Spoken for.
Wrong. You can always have the car you want. That's one of the things that Autoflex does. If you're looking for a car, you can't find it, call us, because we are not limited by geography or dealer type.
Nope.
We can go, we buy, a lot of times we'll buy four-wheel drives in Kansas because they got them up there and we don't have them down here.
Right.
So
I went to Pennsylvania to get a specific supercharged Range Rover. It had to be a specific color. The only dealer that had one that wasn't spoken for was in Pennsylvania.
But you got it.
Yep, and it went all the way down to the valley. My customer lived down there.
Nice.
On the coast.
So that's how easy it is, though. Autoflex can get you exactly what you want. Mm-hmm.
So the new Mazda MX-5, real quickly, it's going to be about 200 pounds lighter than the current car. And the current car has gained weight over the years a lot of times.
Like we all have.
Because of, because of federal regulations, because of the safety equipment that had to be added to it. And they put really cool sound systems in them now. When that car first came out, it did not have a good sound system in it. It was a very basic car. But anyway, those cars will be out sometime around September the 3rd.
Nice.
By golly.
You know, we've talked about perception with cars before and how there's girl cars and guy cars. You know, like I've always pictured a VW Bug being kind of a girly car.
Yeah.
These, to me, are also women's cars. Like a Miata, I always picture it being a chick car.
It's sort of evolved that way.
A lot of guys like those cars.
It wasn't that way when it first started, for sure.
Right.
And I've seen a lot of them that have really been heavily modified. They put bigger wheels, bigger tires. They add different equipment to the car and jazz it up. You know, chrome roll bars.
Right.
You know, they're cool.
KC lights.
That keeps you from overbuying anywhere you go. There's nowhere to put all your junk that you...
Yeah,
you go to Costco. Forget about it. You're not. Just don't even join Costco. You don't have a ride.
No,
to Costco. You can't even get the big box of toilet paper home.
The Miata is not a Costco car.
No, no. It'd be funny strapping it to the roof.
Yeah.
You have about as much storage space as you do on a motorcycle, actually.
Probably.
Yeah.
Does it have a little trunk compartment?
It does.
Okay, but
and
yeah,
it's little
for your purse
and nothing else. All right. Well, let's get into tips on saving gas, because a lot of people are going to be taking road trips. It is summer, and people like to go on vacation with the family.
People might be road tripping right now.
They might be.
They may be tripping on the road. Okay, fueleconomy.gov has got a new feature, and I thought this was probably one of the more useful things that they have ever done. They have got a trip feature that lets you program in your proposed trip, your vacation, and then it lets you specify what kind of car you would like to run the numbers on, and it will run the gas figures for you and tell you how much it's going to take you to get from Dallas to Jellystone Park.
That's
if you
perfect.
Want to go.
Okay, but
it's really sort of cool.
Can I just interject that this is our tax dollars at work? Like, we couldn't figure this out ourselves.
Well, that's true. But
I'm
it is
sorry,
sort of cool. It is sort of cool.
How I feel.
So you plug in your original destination, your starting point, you plug in your destination, and then you tell it to compare cars. And you can have it compare a Miata with a Caravan, with a SRT Dodge, if you wanted to. And it would tell you how much your gas usage would be to take that trip in those different cars. So if you're shopping for a car and gas is a consideration, you could use this to help you shop for a car. The only thing you have to specify is the percentage of highway and in-town driving the trip would entail. It doesn't go in and use maps currently in the database to figure that part out for you. But at the same time, I mean, a reasonable number is probably 85 or 90% for most people, highway and 10 to 15% in town. So you tell it that, and then it gives you the difference in gas costs. And I thought that was really useful.
But does it know the difference of the gas prices in these different states and cities? So will it know that too?
I would assume it does, because they have a lot to do with regulation of stuff like that.
Yeah,
I want to know. I want to know. I'm going to have to go to the website and see. Do you put in your price of gas? It's going to stay steady the whole time, or you know, once you get out to California, gas is a lot higher.
Well, because they have a lot higher state tax on it out there. Maybe that's why Toyota came to Plano. Okay, so fueleconomy.gov. It's a very useful site, just in general, but it's really useful when it comes to looking at the cost of driving a car, and you know, in comparison of different vehicles.
Would help you decide what you want to rent.
Oh, good. Sure.
You know, if you're going to go rent a vehicle, well, how much would it cost me to drive this car? Is it worth it to go up a little bit in size, have a little more comfort, or take that minivan? Minivans are awesome for road trips if you're, you know, not driving alone.
Yeah.
If you're taking a family,
forget
about it. Minivan all the way.
The other thing is, if you're going to do multiple stops, say you're going to go to two or three different places on vacation, you can plug them all in. It'll do all the calculation for you and stuff. Fueleconomy.gov. Handy little tool to have. And if you're shopping for a car, why not?
I'd love some feedback from some of the AutoFlex Leasing fan texters after they take their road trips based on what they learned from fueleconomy.gov.
Yeah. 43733 is the number, and we'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. AutoFlex
Lease, oh yeah. We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Lane Lewis, and me, Sybil. Our phone number, 877-881-1053. If you want to give us a shout, we're here till 10 o'clock. Also, AutoFlex Leasing fan text is 43733. And as always, you can call AutoFlex. You should call AutoFlex for a great deal on your next car. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234. 888-234-1234 out of the area. As always, AutoFlex.com, where you can learn about leasing, learn about AutoFlex, see all of our great pre-owned cars right there, our Save Money Monday cars, the cars we're going to sell before we send them to auction, and set up test drives, apply for a lease online, a lot of other things right there at AutoFlex.com.
We were just talking about the fueleconomy.gov, how you can track your trip and find out how much the gas would cost in different vehicles. And somebody fan texted us and says it's a typical government app with holes in it. He said Candy Crush can get into my GPS. Why can't they? Do they ask how much weight and how much luggage with your passengers? If it's an older car, it might not get the same optimized fuel economy. So there's somebody who's definitely not going to use that.
Well, I'm with you.
He points out several valid things there. So, hey, listen, let's talk about something real quickly. If you live in Plano, McKinney, Allen, I went to a meeting this last week, and they're proposing making a bigger toll situation north of LBJ on Central Expressway. In other words, they're going to make the HOV lane a toll lane, which is different. And here's how it's different. If you're still single person driving the car, you're alone in the car, you'll still pay your regular whatever you're paying now. But if you have
two
people...
Well, they're not
paying
anything right now.
Well, no, they pay... the HOV,
right
exactly.
Right now it's an HOV, it's free.
And now you'll pay. But here's the kicker. If you have two people in the car, that means the HOV should be free, right?
Right.
It is, but only if you go online and register your trip with TxDOT within 15 minutes of driving on the HOV.
Every time? I mean, some people take it on a daily basis.
Or they're going to charge you more even though you've got two people in the car. Here's the other thing. Why do any of this if you're not going to increase the number of lanes of traffic? They're not increasing the number of lanes of traffic. They're just charging people, pardon me, it slipped out there, more to drive on the same road that's already paid for.
Can I inject my opinion?
I'm just crazy about this.
Can I inject my opinion about why they're doing this?
Please do that, yes.
They're trying to fix their mistake.
What was the mistake?
Putting in the HOV in the first place. Because nobody really uses it. Mm-hmm. Our building is on Central. We see how many people ride in the Central Express or in the HOV.
Nobody.
Not many.
Yeah.
Okay. So now they're keeping it as an HOV. And yes, you can use it as an HOV, but you've got to register before you get on the HOV.
Who's going to do that?
And then the other people who just are willing to pay to ride in that lane that nobody's using because mm-hmm. it's an HOV, they're just going to pay and go, which is fine, but it's going to kind of put... It's going to put a burden on the people who are HOVing.
So you're still going to have three lanes of traffic that are congested. The few people that do use the HOV will probably still keep using the HOV, but it's very few.
If they're willing to register every time.
Can that's the only way they get to use it
for. And how dangerous is it for you to be, oh, shoot, I forgot to, I need to get on my cell phone and start registering, crash. I mean, I don't know. I think it's
so. Here's the other
bad
thing.
Idea.
Here's the other thing. Wouldn't it make sense just to take out the HOV lane completely and have four full lanes of traffic so it would match central southbound of LBJ?
Yes.
Right? Because you got four lanes of traffic central southbound, but only three lanes of traffic in an HOV that no one uses north of LBJ.
You lose a lane because of what they've done.
Guess what you can't do? You can't do that unless you're willing to pay the government back because the government gave a lot of money federal money. To build that HOV lane, because that's what they wanted to see was people paired up in cars. Well, guess, look around, folks. In rush hour, how many people are paired up in their car?
Not many.
No. So it's sort of it's a weird kind of a deal. They can't do away with the HOV unless they're willing to pay back the money that the government gave them to build the HOV. That would be the most logical thing, though, to have four lanes and you wouldn't have the congestion and... But they don't get to make any extra money that way.
Spread this to your friends on Facebook. For anybody who lives north, you know, and uses 75, mm-hmm. they're using 75 because they don't want to pay for the toll lane over on the other side. So this is just going to, you know, the congestion won't change. You'll be able to pay in a lane over here, but it really messes up the HOVers, which I don't think is fair.
Well, and not only that, but there's always that slowpoke who goes 55 in the HOV anyway, and you're blocked in there behind them.
Well, and here's the other thing. If you're trying to go to a business anywhere north of LBJ and south of George Bush, you can't if you're in the HOV. It's solid all the way through.
City of Richardson is not loving on this.
Well, because nobody can stop in Richardson. If you're going to a restaurant there, going to a movie there, you can't stop there because you can't get out.
You have to go up and turn around.
And have to go turn around.
Well, you can drive over those little white posts. I've had to do that before, but you're not supposed to.
Are they going to make it walls when they do this?
It's going to be solid walls, by the way, if they do
no
it.
No more little posts if they do this.
So now you're trapped. Okay, Autoflex Leasing Fantex. So now penalized for carpooling?
That's what it seems like.
Yeah, pretty well.
Yeah. But I think the reason people don't carpool as much here is because DFW is so spread out. It's hard to find somebody who lives near you and works with you.
Yeah. It's impossible.
Yeah.
And who, well... Y'all need to start tweeting about this to everybody and get this out there so that we can somehow stop it from happening. If you want to stop it from happening, I don't travel on it. It really doesn't affect me so much, but I care about all the other people.
If I lived in McKinney or if I lived in Allen, if I lived north on LBJ or Plano, I'd be very mad about this because it's just a money grab.
When
That's
are
what
they
going
to have it in effect?
Well, they haven't given a date yet. The meeting I was at did not allow any discourse at all.
No public questions.
Other than one-on-one. There was no way to seat. And because the majority of the people that were at the meeting were not in favor of this.
Right.
But
we're afraid it's a done deal and the meeting was a dog and pony show.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
We don't know. They wouldn't tell.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex, but isn't my inspection and registration money supposed to go toward roads? It does. The problem is... There's not enough money right now to keep the highways up. And the other thing is, the gas tax goes to keep up the roads, but cars get better and better mileage now, so there's not as much gas tax. So they're looking for ways to get money. They need to raise the gas tax up a few cents. If they did that, it would pay for all this, and we wouldn't have all these toll roads.
Oh, but that's a whole nother.
Well, I mean, it's politically
unpopular.
One way
or another, they're going to get the money. So are you going to get a little bit from everybody who uses our roads, like even people who are traveling from out of town, or just us people who live here doing our state inspections? Because if you did raise the gas tax a penny or two, a penny, could you imagine?
Oh, it would make a big difference. Yeah.
Then you get all the tourists that come to Texas. You get a penny from them.
That's
per
true.
Instead leasing, of just the inspections.
Autoflex Leasing Fantext. I drove over one of those little white posts in my car and cracked my grill.
Mm,
yep. Those things, they're really tough.
Yeah. Well, when I drove over one, it was because
In your Autoflex leasing car, right?
I had to. They had the HOV lane closed down. Somebody had stalled out or been in an accident or something, so they had they directed everybody back. So everyone had to do it. Wasn't just me, and I did it very slowly.
Somebody should have stood out there and held them down for everybody.
In the car you got from us?
Maybe I should have not told that story after all, on second thought.
Well, we won't be telling anybody, this is a great car, Sybil had it.
No one's going to want it after I've had it, trust me.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, use lottery money. I don't care what they do, as long as they don't build another toll road. Here's the thing, if all it's going to do is increase toll and it's not going to help the congestion, I don't want them to do it. It doesn't make any sense.
Did you say it was just 75 north or 75 south also?
No, 75 north. They're not proposing anything 75 south.
That
makes no sense
at
all.
Yes.
Oh, and they're going to include HOV exists. They're not going to have to do any other construction other than making that a dedicated lane.
They're going to do one more thing. They're going to have a really small area. They're going to call it the enforcement lane, where a policeman can set and write tickets to people that aren't.
That didn't pre-register,
I guess.
How is he going to know?
I don't know.
If it's something that he can scan as you drive by, then you should be able to scan you.
Maybe for speeding or something, but it's an enforcement lane, so a police officer can get it. So they are actually doing some construction on the road, but it's still going to be three lanes like it is now and an HOV lane.
Mm-hmm. But if they made that HOV just a regular lane, this is how they make it kind of a regular lane. You could pay to use it. And then it goofs up all the people who were riding for free with two people. They needed an enforcement lane already anyway. They never did that. It was dumb.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. What gets my blood boiling is being charged multiple times on one tollway. I know.
Yes.
I know.
Yeah. Amen. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Lane Lewis, and me, Sybil. Our phone number, 877-881-1053, or send us your Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733. And as always, you can call Autoflex. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234. 888-234-1234. Out of the area, autoflex.com on the World Wide Web. Nice place to learn about leasing. Great place to see pre-owned cars. If you're in the market for a car today, if you're thinking about getting out, oh my goodness, every commercial on television was a car dealer's commercial yesterday.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Oh, for holiday weekend shopping?
They were all cutting payments in half. And you could give them
a dollar.
And you could go to Europe.
You heard that.
It was crazy. It was just crazy. These guys, the ads get funnier all the time because they get more and more and more extreme.
Now, I would like to know, is it irritating to you when you read that ad and then you go in thinking one thing, and when you get there,
so
that's only if A, B, and C, all the stars align, this happens, and you have to drain your savings account.
Right.
Here's the thing. I looked at, and this was yesterday, there was an Audi add-on. Audi makes a great car. They're really hot right now. And it said zero down with a terribly, terribly low payment for a very expensive car, a $40,000 car.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, I wonder if the public realizes that zero down has nothing to do with tax, title, and license.
Right.
So zero down can mean $3,000 or $4,000 out of pocket on that car, just to get where you want to be. Now, the ad I saw actually didn't have zero down. It had an asterisk that said $3,496 required.
Like $3,496?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
To reach that payment, and that did not include taxes. So here's what that looks like. That looks like $3,496 down plus approximately $2,300 in taxes plus another $300 for title and license. Add that together, it's $6,096 out of pocket. And you get a great payment. Well, guess what? give us $6,000 and you'll get a great payment.
Yeah.
It's just don't goofy. Put
that, well, I mean, if you're that honed in on the payment, but remember, you're all you're doing is prepaying some of the payment when you put all that money into the vehicle. So we don't really promote a down payment on a lease. You could pay your fees,
well, here's
your
the
registration, your sales tax. That makes sense.
The idea when you lease a car is to spend as little money as possible to drive the most car you can. That's why, because you're paying for the use of the car. That's
right.
All you're doing. That's why the payments are so much less than a lease. So why would you pay $6,000?
To get to that payment, which some people do get hooked on that. I've had plenty of people, oh, I'm going to put 10 grand into this, and then my payment is this much. And I just look at it like, I'd keep my 10 grand, because it's all you're doing is prepaying part of the payment. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because on a lease, you're not going to necessarily build equity. That's not how they're geared. Every now and then it does happen just based on what the market is, but you don't know. So when you put that 10 grand in right up front, it's spent.
And what happens if the car is stolen after 6 months?
It's gone. Your 10 grand's gone.
It's gone. Yeah. So that's why you don't want to put money on the front of it, because the car is still going to depreciate.
Mm-hmm.
So then your insurance pays you what the car is worth. And the car's
and
worth
leases,
has nothing to do with how much you paid down.
Right.
And so then you lose your money.
Sorry. With the lease, you get gap coverage with our leases. So let's say you were in a negative equity or upside down, or you owe more than the car's worth. The gap coverage pays the difference. But if you paid your 10 grand down, which kept you from being upside down in the car when the car was totaled, stolen, whatever, the 10 grand's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to think about that kind of stuff. And that's the information you'll get from us at AutoFlex that I don't think a standard dealer really thinks of, because the majority of us have been in the business for so long. We have seen almost every possible situation that could have possibly occur.
Well, we had a customer call this last week, and I met him. He's a terribly nice guy, two kids, wife, lives north of Dallas. And he has a Honda Pilot that he had leased at a dealer. And he was in a 10,000-mile-per-year lease. He was 2 years into a 3-year lease, and he had 54,000 miles on the car.
So 10,000 a year didn't work for him.
Yeah. And so, but they told him, don't worry about it. It'll be fine, and it won't be fine. Now, we were able to get him out of that car and put him into another small SUV like that car, not a giant SUV, a regular-size SUV. And it didn't cost him any money out of pocket, because we were able to search through the different manufacturers until we found a car, in this case it was a Pathfinder, that had a big enough rebate that we could bail him out. And we put him in a lease that is the same number of miles he drives.
The correct number of miles.
So now he doesn't have to worry about it anymore.
So whatever he is paying for, that negative that he had to roll in, it'll be over with at the end of this lease. And that's what we did for a lot of customers. We'd solve their issue. Okay, now it's going to hurt right now. We're going to pull a tooth, but then it's going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
we're not
going to
let you. Exactly. Yeah. And we're not going to let you get into that situation again.
AutoFlex Leasing Fantex, what percentage of people qualify for the deal advertised on commercials? Usually you have to have really, really good credit.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you don't have really, really good credit, things then escalate. So the payment goes up, or the down payment goes up. And that's just how financing works. But, yeah, those are only different manufacturers reveal that differently, but they say for well-qualified customers,
right.
I think.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know exactly the percentage, because it's going to depend on – we'd have to find out from Equifax or TRW, one of the TransUnion, what is the percentage of people with a 700-plus credit bureau score?
Well, and that doesn't really work well, because if you just do that, you find people, a lot of people, that have one line of credit. Maybe it's a Sears card, and they've always paid it on time, and they've got a 780 credit bureau.
What percentage of people have a 700-plus and
can finance a car?
Have had a car loan in the past. Yeah, there's a lot of different – that's a good question. Not 100%, I'll tell you that.
Right.
So, it's like anything else. It's sort of a sliding gauge as to what you can qualify for and what you can't. We have 40-something lenders that we work with. So we're able to help people from one end of the credit spectrum
broad
to another. But the people with really, really great credit will get a better interest rate because they qualify for it.
Mm-hmm.
We want to give everybody the lowest rate possible, and that's why we will shop with our lenders to find who's going to give the best deal to our customers. So you have us as your liaison, basically. We're working to get you the best price on the new or the pre-owned vehicle, as well as the best financing option. And it's kind of cool because since you just deal with your specialist at AutoFlex, you're not going from one department to another where there's like profit centers, you know?
Right.
I was a finance manager. That's a profit center for a dealership to make it convenient for you to do your financing there. They will offer some fabulous programs, but at the same time, they're going to sell some additional products like extended warranties, which I'm a believer fan of extended warranties.
Yes.
I will say that. But you have to make sure you know what you're getting with those, especially on a pre-owned car. And then there's also credit life and disability insurance. And you may or may not need that based on the kind of protection you already have set up.
Yeah. Do your homework before you go.
Yeah.
Or give us a call at AutoFlex, and one of our people can help you with all that. Okay, Ford is about to unveil a new vehicle.
Yeah.
It is the 2015 Power Wheels F-150, and this is actually a really big deal. It replaces the Raptor that they've had out for the last few years, and it's being built by Fisher-Price.
What? Is it for adults or kids?
It's for kids.
Oh.
It will hold two children up to
age six.
Total of 130 pounds. That's two pretty hefty kids.
And
and it'll go 5 miles per hour. It'll go 2.5 miles per hour in reverse. Got a 12-volt battery, got real LED lights, and it will be placed for sale at Toys R Us and Walmart the same time the 2015 F-150 is being sold to the public. Yes. So they've coordinated. It's a big thing. They do $2 billion a year in licensed material. Ford does.
I like this one line in the article. Nervous parents. Okay, so this vehicle will go 5 miles per hour. Nervous parents can set the truck not to exceed 2.5 miles per hour.
Just in case you've got a little daredevil.
Why is that got to be a nervous? Why can't that just be a loving parent? A loving, cautious parent can set nervous. Not nervous. Sensible.
Sensible parents.
Kids don't need to be driving a vehicle around 5 miles an hour anyway.
Okay, so in case you don't know how big a business this is, Ford has more than 400 licensees making Ford product and selling Ford product.
T-shirts, everything, hats, toys.
Perfume?
What?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. It's a big
thing.
Where
do they sell that?
I don't know.
And what does it smell like? That's even worse.
New truck?
Yeah. Leather?
Hey, that's a good way to get a guy to use it. It smells like a new truck? I'm in.
Gasoline? Yeah, maybe cologne. I could see a Ford cologne, but a perfume? I don't know
anyway,
any chicks who would wear
fascinated.
That.
I'll be checking that
so
out.
So it's going to sell for $359.99. And it'll be out in time to get your kiddo one for Christmas. And so if
at
you
Walmart
want one, Walmart
and Toys
R Us are going to sell them the new Ford F-150, the 2015. This, by the way, this truck, you can actually drive it in the grass. It's strong enough that it'll run in the grass. You don't have to run it just on the pavement.
That's if you've got it set at 5 miles per hour.
They call that off-roading ability. I love that.
That's cute. I want one. These things sound awesome.
You do?
Power wheels. Yeah. Power wheels. Yeah, that would be fun. So BMW is heading down to Mexico.
Along with Mercedes and Audi and Nissan.
Germans, they love the beach.
Hey, let me tell you, they're putting $1 billion in a factory down there. And we talked last week about the Mercedes-Nissan factory. They're putting more than $1 billion in. Week before that, we talked about the Audi factory. It's going to be $1.5 billion. They're talking about thousands of jobs. And guess why? It's a lot less money to build a car in Mexico, and they don't have the export tariffs that we do.
Mm.
So they can save 10% in export tariffs. Their labor costs are less, a lot less than them building in Germany. And there's no export tariffs. So it's a win-win-win for the manufacturers. And you're going to see more and more manufacturing going to Mexico. Right now, they're the fifth largest manufacturer of automobiles. The country of Mexico is in the world. In 2019, they're expected to be the fourth largest manufacturer of automobiles in the world, Mexico is.
When I've been at the beach in Mexico, the Germans go topless.
Oh, yeah.
They do. Are they going to build a convertible still?
I'm sure they are. They're going to build whatever they can build down there. They've also
my friend Rahel would be ready to choke me right now.
They've also they're going to increase their their plant in Spartanburg, they're going to increase its capacity also. They announced that this last week, BMW. So building more cars in Spartanburg, South Carolina, but building a gigantic manufacturing plant in Mexico.
Is that union-free? Is that why it's
It is
cheaper?
Union-free down there, yeah. Yeah. Labor costs are less. Manufacturing costs are less. Shipping costs are less. No tariff. Just makes sense. If you're a manufacturer of automobiles on a worldwide basis, certainly makes a lot of sense to build them down there.
Well, we are out of time, but if we didn't get to your AutoFlex Leasing fan text, you can still call AutoFlex 817 or 972-234-1234 or go online to autoflex.com. We'll see you back here next Saturday, 9 a.m. For David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard, I'm Sybil Summers. Thank you to Lane. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. Stairs.